A trio of changes to police training requirements and funding have received a favorable response from Greater Sudbury Police Chief Paul Peterson. Included in the changes are a previously proposed requirement that police recruits have post-secondary education prior to entering Ontario Police College has been cancelled. Tuition to Ontario Police College, approximately $15,450, will be free retroactive to January 2023. The province is adding 140 new recruits at the Ontario Police College this year, and another 420 by the end of next year. The post-secondary requirement was flagged by Greater Sudbury Police Board member Jerry Lougheed during last week's meeting, at which he expressed disagreement with the province's change of course. "I think policing should be a university degree because of the charter, because of DNA, because of vigorous defense lawyers in terms of their approach to courts," he said. "Having a degree in policing, you're likely to get a better quality of police officer to deal with the realities of 2023 moving forward." Although he clarified GSPS as very thorough in their screening, he urged Peterson to advocate in favor of an enhanced post-secondary requirement with provincial officials. Duly noted, Peterson told Lougheed. In conversation with Sudbury.com, it doesn't appear as though Peterson will be furthering Lougheed's point of advocacy. "Post-secondary education on an application is something that's considered to have value, but it's not the only thing considered to have value," Peterson said. "We'd hate to see it be a barrier to an otherwise great police officer who can do some great work in our community." Peterson added that they strive to create a system that doesn't put up barriers, and that although they're always looking for critical thinkers, problem solvers and cultural competence, these skills don't exclusively come from graduates of post-secondary institutions. The post-secondary education requirement was passed by the provincial legislature in 2019 as part of the Community Safety and Policing Act, but associated legislation has not passed. The province has indicated this requirement will be removed. Although not in favor of adding a post-secondary education requirement, Peterson said training at GSPS remains ongoing throughout officers' careers. "The continual professional development that spans everything from cultural competence training to specific training in use of force and training in criminal investigations, there's a lot of room for growth and improvement," he said. "Knowing that the community is always changing, the demands on police are always changing, crimes are always changing, the need for ongoing training and ongoing professional development is acute. While doing away with Ontario Police College tuition will help eliminate a financial barrier for applicants," Peterson said the change doesn't carry too much relevance locally, where they've always come up with enough viable candidates. "We never know why people haven't applied," he said. "It may very well be that one of the barriers to application is the cost of going to police college. The boost in available positions at the Ontario Police College carries more relevance locally, due in part to the GSPS plan to hire 24 police officers in the next 3 years. This year's approved allotment of 10 new sworn members is well underway," Peterson said, noting that 5 of them are currently at Ontario Police College. "As a chief of police, the more openings that are down there, the easier it is to fill positions." Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.